You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian government says it hopes to start the mass vaccination program against the coronavirus around mid to late February. But getting vaccinated won't be as simple as showing up to the doctor and getting a shot. The vaccine rollout will happen in five priority stages. The first group will be Australia's quarantine and border workers, aged and disability care staff and residents, plus priority frontline healthcare workers. Next up will be people over the age of 70, other healthcare workers, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people over the age of 55, younger adults with underlying medical conditions or disabilities, and critical high-risk workers like emergency services. The third group will include adults aged 50 to 69, all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults, and other critical high-risk workers. Stage four will be the largest group, the remainder of Australia's adult population, and the final group will be children under the age of 18, although they will only be inoculated if medical advice suggests it's warranted. At the Huntington Gardens Aged Care Home in Sydney South, staff and residents are excited to be among the first Australians to receive the jab. Director Feng Chen says he is relieved that his staff and residents will be able to protect themselves with a vaccine soon.
Yes, I was quite excited. You know, it's the way 2020 is a very difficult year, especially for the aged care. All our staff and the residents did what we can. We do everything. We try to stop the virus coming in. But with the situation with the other countries, so it's really bad. So if it's vaccine, we can have the vaccine, that will be big help to protect all the staff and protect our residents.
Also among the first to receive the vaccine will be 92-year-old Huntington Gardens resident Joan Miles, who survived polio as a young adult. She says she hopes as many Australians as possible get the vaccine to help end another infectious disease.
Having seen diphtheria and polio and all those sort of things, I feel that people are stupid if they don't try to get protected. They obviously have not seen, as I have in the past, people being completely incapacitated, unable to do the things that they've been used to doing, want to do, to earn a living, and I've seen people die.
So, once you're eligible for a coronavirus vaccine, where are the shots administered from? This all depends on when the vaccination occurs. Those who fall into the first two priority groups will be vaccinated at 50 hospitals across metropolitan and regional Australia. People living or working in residential aged care and disability care facilities will also be allowed to get vaccinated on site. After those first two stages are finished and vaccines become available to a much broader section of society, another 1,000 locations will be added to the list. That will include places like your local GP, respiratory clinics, dedicated vaccination clinics, community pharmacies, and Aboriginal health services. Dr. Colin Madeley says he believes general practitioners like himself are very well placed to be the cornerstone of Australia's vaccine rollout.
Very much looking forward to being part of it. General practice is well placed to roll out the vaccine, in my opinion. You know, this is what we do year in, year out with the routine vaccination programs, with flu vaccination every year. So the infrastructure is in place. The expertise is there, so as GPs it's very pleasing to have what we do being used effectively.
But this rollout plan all depends on Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration approving a vaccine. So why hasn't that happened yet? Australia has signed up for three different vaccine candidates: Oxford AstraZeneca, Pfizer BioNTech, and Novavax. Both the Oxford AstraZeneca and Pfizer BioNTech vaccines are already in use overseas, and Australia has secured 53.8 million and 10 million doses of each, respectively. The TGA has already granted both those vaccines provisional determinations, which is the first step in the approval process, but it doesn't necessarily guarantee approval. But it means the TGA can get a head start on going through clinical data from the various stages of each of those vaccines' trials. At the same time, the TGA says it is actively monitoring the efficacy and safety of these vaccines as they are rolled out in other countries first. Burnett Institute epidemiologist Professor Mike Toole says Australia has that luxury thanks to its very low case rate.
At this time in the pandemic, I think Australia has the advantage of having very few cases. At the moment, it's just in a handful of suburbs in Sydney. And so we can look at the rest of the world and learn from their experiences. So quite rightly, they are rolling the vaccine out very fast, and they can afford perhaps to take a few risks. Now, that's not the case in Australia.
The TGA is expected to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine first, with that approval expected as soon as January the 31st. After it's approved, it will take another 2 weeks for the first doses to arrive on Australian soil. Claudia Farhat, SBS News.